This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with a New Year's Day tragedy. 10 people have been killed and dozens injured after a vehicle drove into a crowd on New Orleans Canal and Bourbon Street. Officials say a man driving a truck did this, and they say it was intentional. Few details at the moment. New Orleans police earlier said they were responding to a mass casualty incident. This just as the nation and the world mark the start of a new year. The AP's Donna Warder.
In New York City, thousands of revelers braved heavy rain to welcome in the new year in Times Square with the big ball drop. In Brazil, a fireworks display at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
Es muy mágico, es una cosa increíble, wow.
Tourist Alejandro Lagareta called the celebration magical.
Pumusle.
And in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the nation, especially the families of Russian soldiers, calling them true heroes who've taken on the great military work of defending Russia.
President-elect Trump at a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago said he's looking forward to 2025.
Which is great, a great year. I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country. We're going to bring it back. It has to be brought back. People are not respecting our country very much, and they're going to respect us a lot. I think a lot of progress has been made over the last 5 weeks. It's been pretty amazing when you look at what's happened. There's a whole light over the whole world, not just our country. There are a lot of very happy people.
South Korean air crash investigators say they now have some data from one of the black boxes as they try to find out why that plane crashed on Sunday, killing 179 people. This is AP News. In London, police have been looking for a jewel thief.
A thief swiped $13 million in jewels, handbags, and cash from a London mansion. Among the items stolen were a 10-carat diamond ring, diamond earrings, and a clip studded with gold, diamonds, and sapphires. The owners of the estate, identified in British media as an Instagram influencer and her developer husband, were not home at the time, but employees were there, and surveillance footage shows a housekeeper had a near run-in with the armed intruder. The homeowners have offered a $628,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the suspect, and an additional reward of 10% of the value of recovered items. Also taken, $189,000 worth of handbags. I'm Ed Donahue.
Pope Francis celebrated a New Year's Day Mass this morning, calling on the faithful to reject abortion. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.